ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very pertinent and very significant question. And this question is very important, especially for the youth and the young people. And that is because we know that one of the things that young people like to do is they like to come together, get together with one another, go different places, and just sit down and talk, or eat, or, you know, or exercise, play a sport, what we call patronization, or in the words of young people themselves, we call it hanging out. So a lot of young people who want to follow religious edicts and rules, sometimes they ask us, is it okay to do this? Is it okay to hang out and get together and go places? Or are there certain places where we should avoid and not go, and it might be haram and prohibited? So we're going to ask this question and we're going to examine it and investigate its answer in the light of course, in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Let's start out by reciting a verse of the Holy Quran. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah says the following: certainly He has sent down to you in the book that when you hear Allah's signs being disbelieved and derided, do not sit with them until they engage in some other discourse. Right. So as a general rule, God here, He tells us that if there's a place in which Allah's signs are being mocked and ridiculed or even being denied, then it's not good to stay there. Rather, it's better to get up and leave until the conversation, the subject of the conversation and topic of discussion changes, and you know, it switches to something else. It's not only is it applicable to like physically going someplace where something like this is going on. It could be even like, let's say you are you are chatting with somebody in a chat room, and you know, the conversation comes up about Islam, and you know, Allah's signs, His ayat, are being, you know, ridiculed there. It's, you know, you should exit the chat room or whatever and leave. In this connection, we also have many hadiths which kind of echo the same theme that has been presented in and mentioned in the Holy Quran. By way of example, it's been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said the following: he who believes in Allah and the last day must not sit in a suspicious place. Now, let's take a moment to analyze what the word suspicious place means. It could be a place where sitting there would lead other people who saw you sitting there to suspect you, to suspect that you're doing something bad or you're, you know, committing a sin. Like, let's say that you're sitting in a place where, even though, you know, you might not be sitting, you know, on a table where alcohol is being served, but like, let's say that it's known for people, alcoholics, going there, and they go and sit there, and they, for example, they consume alcohol. You go and sit there, even though there might not be anybody physically and actually consuming alcohol at that time there. But sitting there could lead people to suspect that, you know, you are also an alcoholic or you want to consume alcohol. So this leads to that suspicion. This could be wrong because this is like putting your honor and your respect at, you know, in danger. And this is one of the, you know, this is something wrong. This is something haram and prohibited. You know, the honor, and we believe that the honor and belief and the respect of the believer is something that should be protected. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at prohibited places of patronization and gathering in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.